With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. Senator Tom Cotton says despite the hardships due to the war with Iran, he believes the conflict must continue.
But in the long run, it is to our great national security advantage that we finally defang and neuter this terrorist revolutionary regime that has been spreading chaos and violence against the United States and the civilized world for 47 years.
Senator Cotton tells the Salem Radio Network he mourns for those who've lost their lives in Operation Epic Fury and prays for those who've been injured. Former Trump economic advisor Steve Moore says the U.S. war against Iran has temporarily disrupted the U.S. and global economy.
Everyone to decide themselves. Do you think that the short-term pain is worth the long-term gain? And, you know, that's for everyone to make their own decision, but I think we're going to see a resumption of the booming Trump economy.
Moore was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Artemis II astronauts are more than halfway to the moon as they seek to break Apollo 13's record.
Astronauts on board the Artemis spacecraft describing Saturday the extraordinary things they had already seen a few days into their 10-day mission to travel around the moon. Jeremy Hansen on The View.
And it just felt like we were falling out of the sky back to Earth. And I said to Reed, I feels like we're going to hit it. It's amazing that we're actually going to go around and miss this thing.
There are four Artemis II astronauts, and they are more than halfway to the moon. They will reach their destination Monday, performing a lunar flyby and then coming straight back to Earth. I'm Julie Walker.
American employers added a surprisingly strong 178,000 new jobs last month, rebounding from a dismal February, and the unemployment rate dipped to 4.3%. This is SRN News. A new snapshot of religious radio in the U.S.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it finds that 25% of all AM and FM stations in the country have a faith focus. 45% of all adults say they listen to religious audio programming, and about three-quarters of those listeners at least occasionally tune into the radio. The report adds that, quote, podcasts and streaming services are also important sources of religious programming, and nearly all of the popular radio shows are also available on these platforms. Michael Harrington reporting.
A professor of religious anthropology is sounding an alarm over persecution of Christians in Egypt. Dr. Candace Lukasik of Mississippi State University says that over the past two decades, attacks on churches and episodes of sectarian violence in Egypt have been on the rise. This is SRN News. Another historic milestone for an NBA rookie, Bob Agnew reports.
Cooper Flagg has scored 51 points to become the first teenager to reach the 50-point mark in an NBA game. Rookie number one pick of the Dallas Mavericks scored 24 points in the fourth quarter alone in a 138-127 loss to the Orlando Magic. Flagg's previous career high was 49. Bob Agnew reporting.
The economic fallout from the war with Iran is driving up the cost of buying a home, even as other housing market trends in many parts of the country favor home shoppers this spring. Mortgage rates, which have been trending lower heading into this year, have been rising as the conflict stokes inflation fears. That threatens to put a damper on home sales during what's traditionally the busiest time of the year for the housing market. At the same time, home shoppers who can afford to buy this spring are likely to benefit from more properties on the market. More details, SRNnews.com.